Blog Talk Radio.
So let me ask you something.
Seven.
When you watching the game,
sight.
What do you see?
Media.
Yo, it started with the dream, a ball in the hoop. In between the lines, divide the lies from the truth. Analytics say you gotta play to the stats, but a Mac never play Mac, so why listen to that? The fact is, numbers are just an illusion, cause they don't tell the whole story, just a conclusion. This is the show that puts all the numbers to rest, cause it's not all about the stats, it's about the eye test.
Yo, 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 what up, good people? This is MVB.
And this is ISO.
And you're now in tune to the iTest NBA show.
Where there's always a story behind the numbers.
Yes, sir. Good to be back on the mic, man.
Good to hear from you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going down in North Carolina. Good to hear your voice and all that, for real.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We, you know, we had to withstand. This storm was one thing. It hit the coast really bad, but it didn't really affect where I was at, thankfully. You know, so you got to give thanks for that, man. But without further ado, man, we got the brother filling the wing once again on this show. Truth be told, what up, bro?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Good night, good night.
Yeah. Got the Iceman in the house.
Yes, for sure. Can't tell a lie. You know, bringing that truth. Bringing
for
that
real.
Truth.
Always good to have you on the mic, man, especially for this next episode that we have here. We have Kyrie versus Dame on the eye chart. So, yeah, looking forward to this, man. Any thoughts before we get into this chart for this week?
Oh, baby. It's a good one. It's going to be a good one.
Yo, I must say, fellas, we've been on a really good, really great streak, man. Started from the Nash and Curry to the King James and LeBron all throughout, man. We've been on a really good streak. So I only expect to continue on with these difficult debates, man, and that's what it's all about.
No question, man. Some NBA news. Dwayne Wade has decided he's going to give it his one last year, the swan song. Sweet 16 is what he's calling it. You going to call it a rap after this year, man? What's y'all thoughts on it?
I feel him. What's up with it? I think the announcement was kind of diva-ish, man. The whole video and all of that, man. And
10 minutes. I ain't have 10 minutes, MVP. I couldn't give D-Wade 10 minutes of my time. This is too damn long. 2 minutes, man. You know, do the one-liners. Go from, like, LeBron and you know, Kobe said Mamba out. LeBron said,
right.
I'm back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
MJ said, I'm back.
Exactly.
D-Wade do a 10-minute short film. Who, Spike Lee promoted that joint? Was it a Spike Lee joint?
It looked like
know.
It.
Yeah, the Spike Lee camera.
Like the lighting and everything, man. But, you know, it's all good. What kind of threw me, too, is like he was – it came off like there was a great, huge demand for him to come back and play this last year. And to be honest, I hadn't heard that, you know, that clamoring or demand for Wade to come back or where he would be retiring and how all of that would go down. So – it kind of threw me off guard. Like I said, a little deep-ish. I know cats would have slammed LeBron if he did something like that. But it's good to see him have his, like you said, last year swan song. Wish him all the best, though.
I will say for D Wade, I'm kind of it's good that he is coming back because last year was kind of tainted. How you know they traded him? He was with Cleveland. He was going to be that piece for the playoffs, and then it blew up, and then he went back to Miami, and he had some moments. But now he gets to, you know, really write out because, look, let's face it, he gets a statue in Miami. You know, we are talking about, in my opinion, the number three. I put him over Drexler. You know, I put him over Drexler. So who I always considered like the third best two guard behind MJ and Kobe. So, you know, I think D Wade with his three rings and just what he did in that first final, you know, he should go out on his own terms in a Heat uniform. You know, so plus I want to see him and Butler when they play. You know, I got to circle that game.
Well plus, said, Chupito. Well
not
said.
Not only Butler, but let's be real. That this is one of LeBron's friends who consistently put it on LeBron. Like LeBron wanted no piece of D Wade in no playoffs. I mean, we know that because D Wade has consistently put highlights against LeBron when he was playing with the Cavs. Consistently. I mean.
Yeah, he turned out to be the winner, the quickest winner in that draft class. And it showed, right? So it's really strange that they never really met up and had that playoff rivalry when they were both in the East. And it could have been that rivalry, but I actually wish it would have happened. But that is a really good point, man.
Yeah, man. I respect D Wade. I think, he probably to me, I give him the third best shooting guard of all time when you consider what he brought to the defensive end. Like he is the greatest blocking two guard in the history of the game, for real. Like, you know. So, enough respect to D Wade. You know, he always brought the killer instinct, never shied away from the moment. Yeah, man.
And sacrifice, man. You know, what did he sacrifice? Like MVP said, he was the first in the 03 draft to win the chip. And he was the dude. You know, he was the dude.
Yeah.
So how different would it be had Melo gone to the Heat with Bosch and the Heat had a run to the finals? Mm. And he was stopping LeBron from getting to the – which is why, you know, I just see that was such a sacrifice, man, you know, giving his franchise up to LeBron, man. And the first year they tried to do it as – they try to do it together, right? Kind of let's share. Cost them a chip against Dallas.
And he regrets that.
Because he should have just took over that final.
He regrets that.
You know?
I forgot where
I know
it was.
He regrets that.
I forgot where it was in YouTube. What interview was. Was it Undisputed? One of these interviews, Dwayne Wade was talking, and he said he'll never forget that his brother was screaming at him like, yo, son, stop waiting for him to take over the game. Take over the game.
Right. Right.
He said he regrets that to this day that he didn't just take over because, you know, he was, you know, hoping, he was praying and saying like, yo, this dude's going to take over. This dude's going to take over. And it's not because Dwayne Wade.
LeBron was waiting for him to take over that final. LeBron was like, I ain't built for this. This is why I came here.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
take over. Do what you do. Do what you do. LeBron was, man, he was shook. He was shook in that final.
And I think D Wade is the turning point of LeBron because even though LeBron never really had that coach to humble him, D Wade, you remember game, it was game three. D Wade was straight sunning this dude. Like, yo, dude, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. This is, we got to put it down. Wake up, man. Wake up. And LeBron's like, all right, man. He's like, nah, nigga, wake up. Wake up. And that, to me, that was the first time in LeBron's basketball life, from high school to the point that he got into the NBA, that somebody else above him was like, yo, son, I got to bring you down. You know what I'm saying? I'm not looking up to you. You know what I'm saying? I got to bring you down. I got to humble you. And I think that was the turning point of LeBron's career, man, for real.
Definitely. Well said, fellas. Well said. Anything else news that you want to touch on before we jump into this chart?
I'm ready, man. I got my plate out. Fork, knife. I'm ready to dig in, Biggie.
Sounds good, man. So without further ado, let's do this, man. First category on the chart, we have, once again, Big Game Dame versus Uncle Drew. Kyrie Irving versus Dame Lillard on the chart. So we're going to touch on analytics. All right, so in terms of analytics and their numbers, regular season points per game, Dame edges Kyrie out slightly, 23.1 versus 22 points per game. Rebounds as well, 4.1 for Dame, 3.4 for Kyrie. And for assists, Dame averages 6.2 assists versus Kyrie's 5.5 assists. Steals is really close, 1.3 versus 0.9. In favor of Kyrie. One very key item that we always try to include is the amount of years that the gentlemen have played, trying to keep it as comparable as possible so that, you know, we can get an even and a real good comparison. So Kyrie has been in the league for 7 years. Dame has been in the league for 6 years. And in terms of playoff appearances, Dame Lillard has 5 playoff appearances versus Kyrie Irving's 3 playoff appearances, and all-star games, vice versa, 5-3. So for me, I took Dame in this slightly over Kyrie. You can see the difference in his rebounds and assists as well, including his points. You know, it's not too much of a difference. It was very close numbers-wise. Let's talk about their percentages, because that's something that I know truth be told, wants to get into as well. So Kyrie's is 46% shooting. Dame's is 43%. Kyrie's three-point shooting is 38% versus Dame's 36%. And free throws are very close. Dame is leading 88% versus 87%. Where you at on analytics, fellas?
I'll let you go, Truth. Go ahead.
Well, from what I heard, is a wash. I can't – I mean, you're talking about, you know, 0.7 points different, and, you know, everything else is just marginal. Sounds like a wash. I would like to consider the playoff averages, though, and put playoffs in the mix. But for me
– For sure.
For me, it's like a wash, man, because the playoffs kind of paint a similar – what's going to make for a real interesting chart here tonight. But I will put in there, in analytics, I'm going to give it to Dame because he's in the Western Conference and the level of competition is better, and I know that's a different category, but it's such a toss-up and it's so close. I'm going to just say, given the fact that, one, you know, when Aldridge left the organization for free agency, you know, it put Dame in the Western Conference as the leader of his squad. And we didn't see a big drop-off at all, right? So it's really close for me. I want to go the way of the push on this, but I feel that's the cop-out. So I think competition, though, is a different category. I'm going to consider that and give him the edge for that reason. I'm going to go with Dame on that.
I don't know if the brother has heard, but we've eliminated pushes, washes, whatever you want to call it, a few shows ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page. I agree with you in terms of the playoffs. I'll run those down after Ice.
I was just about to run them down for him.
My man.
Check this out, Truth. This is how close it is. both of them for their career in the playoffs are 23.9, right? Their assist is Kyrie's is 4.7, Dame is 5.6, and their rebounds, Kyrie is 1.5, and Dame is 1.1. So you, like you said, this is a matter of points, everything. To me,
those
I
are
think,
steal numbers you just read out. The
oh,
last
sorry,
was steal.
Steal. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the key difference for me is because, like you said, the numbers are so tight. I had to me, what made the difference for me for Dame was last year's regular season numbers, right? Dame had 26.9 to 24 for Kyrie. You know what I'm saying? And just that little smidgen of difference to me, it's like you said, it's really close to call. And just because we don't, if we used to have washes, this would probably be a wash. I wouldn't knock it. But since we have to go somewhere, I am in agreement with y'all two, and it's a unanimous Dame for analytics.
All right. So let's move on to our next category. Next category on the chart is competition.
And the way we competed, and our desire and sweat and the trash talking and all the beautiful things about the game of basketball was illustrated in that one particular game.
All right. Who wants to start off this topic here?
I'll go first. Yeah. I mean, you know, they're both playing in the same era of basketball. But to do what Dame's doing in the Western Conference, where making the playoffs really means something, I gotta give it to Dame. Like, it's so hard to do night in, night out. Like, to think about where 3 through 9 fell out in the playoffs last year was the difference between 3 games. That's unbelievable.
Right.
That's really unbelievable when you think about the level of competition on that side of the floor. So, for me, it's Dame.
I see why you jumped all out right in front of that so quickly. True?
Why is
you
that?
Got it? Because
why
this
you
is
jumped
slam
out
dunk.
Of
this is a slam dunk. We always talk about the competition in the West. All right, so here we go. Let me hear your argument,
yeah.
True?
So look, so that works. That works on the, especially like we always talk about that with LeBron, the easy pass, right, to the finals. Because there's no competition for him. The one position in the NBA right now, the one position that conference be damned, every night, night in and night out, you got to bring your A game is that point guard position because it is a point guard league now. And it's just point guard dominated. And so I don't really look at conference when I look for competition. And why I'm going to go the way of Kyrie on this, and I'm going to buck the conference, the whole conference conversation or position, and just go off of who Kyrie is. And since you used last season to ISO, because Dame had a career high in scoring 26.9 or whatever last year, I'm going to say Kyrie showed me something last year from the fact that he still led Boston. It was a new team, a new system, a coach that has the cachet that, look, we're going to do things my way. Kyrie had a career year in field goal percentage, you know, playing system ball. And as I said, conference be damned, but when you look at his season last year, those 60 games, and we'll get to it when we get to some of these other topics on the chart for sure, but I thought last year was one of his best seasons as a pro, including those Cleveland years. because he was in that leadership position. And from a competition standpoint, it was Kyrie's team. So he had the target. He walked away from LeBron and all the pressures that that brought to it. And, man, when he tapped out because of the knee, and he was playing on a bum knee, but when he left and his season was done, man, he had Boston right there at the top of the conference and competing with anybody, including the West, right? They were actually dominant against the Western Conference. So if the first topic was so close and I went the way of Dame, I'm going to go the level of Kyrie just because of who he is. You know, he's got all the accolades, and so that brings added pressure, and it brings added competition because you're bringing your A game. Oh, I got Kyrie. I got to bring my game because he will put me on YouTube. You know, it's just an expectation if you're a point guard. So I just to keep it even, if it's such a toss-up on topic one with this topic, I'm going to go Kyrie.
Okay,
Kyrie to be
cool.
Long-winded.
All right, no, no problem. So I'm here to break the tie. I'm definitely taking Dame for a lot of the things that Ice already mentioned. Truth, you brought up a lot of great topics or a lot of great points, but not too many of them dealt with competition. And I give Kyrie a lot of props for what you had mentioned earlier. But just and when it comes down to it, night in, night out, the West has the better guards in the league. And the fact that Dame held his own and was able to take his team to, like Iso mentioned, to number three in the West, when that was totally unexpected, and it was such a toss-up between so many other teams, he was able to emerge at that level. Mm-hmm. Granted, they did not do as well in the playoffs, but he showed up along with his team and brought his team up, you know, to that level, and he's playing against those high level of point guards in the West. So I'm giving that to Dame.
What was Boston's record against the West?
With Kyrie, I don't know if you got it. You tell me if you got it.
Remember that? I'll tell you. Look it up. Since you told me that it ain't had nothing to do with competition, I thought I made that point. Okay, because they were giving everybody the business, including the West, including so. I hear you. It's 2-1 on the vote, but I'm on record.
I agree. You make an excellent point, being the fact that Kyrie's a point guard and is a point guard league, but having to face Curry 2 times as opposed to having to face him three times or 4 times in the same conference is a bigger deal, D. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he has faced John Wall.
Oh, there you go. I was going to say,
I'm saying he got John Wall, Kemba, and who else?
This is what I'm saying. The list is short, man. Okay. He's stretching this right now. I don't mind you going against the grain. It ain't no problem with that. But, yo, you're definitely stretching with minute arms right now, son. Not even Mutombo, with minute arms. But it's all good, son. I feel where you're coming from, brother. But as for last week as well, you know, I know truth be told keeps his own score chart. You know what I mean? So he has his own numbers that he takes. But for our official numbers, for competition, we're going to get that one to Dame. All right, so let's move on to the next category. Next category on the chart is create your own shot.
Oh, no! There is nothing that you would rather do in an all-star game but to cross someone over, make them fall, and hit the jump shot. What a move.
All right. Truth be told, what you got on this one? Create your shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I was long-winded on the last one. This is going to be real short. Uncle Drew.
Okay. And why is that?
Do you need to see it? Do you need to see cats on skate? Come on, man. When it comes to create your shot, man, I don't not Kyrie is the only player I've seen. I guess MJ could get anywhere he wanted when he needed a shot. But this dude gets layups, man. And I'm talking left-handed, offhand layups. And it's just automatic. It's just ridiculous to me. It's something that, man, it's just amazing that with the game on the line, he's a threat to win the game with a layup. And I've seen him do it time in and time again, man. You know, Dame's got his, you know, he's got his nice little inside-out crossover step back. It's not Kyrie when you come to creating your own shot, man. The handles is just ridiculous. And his finishing in the lane is just, yeah, create your own shot,
so
man.
Those
Uncle
two
Drew.
Things. Those two things, the handle and the layup package. And those are the exact two reasons why I gave it to Uncle Drew as well. His handle is much better than Dame's handle. Dame's is very basic. Kyrie, as you mentioned, when he goes to the hole, he's fluent with both hands and he can finish with both hands off the wrong foot, off the right foot, with the English. He's ridiculous when he's going to the hole. So for the layup package and also his off the dribble jump shot, they're pretty much similar. Both of them have a pretty good off the dribble jumper. But I think Kyrie might be able to catch and shoot a little bit better. So create your own shot. Definitely the handles separates it for me, and also the layup package.
Yeah, I concur. You know, I don't need to spend too much time on that. It's, you know, they both have excellent three-pointers. They could pull it from deep, mid-range game, fallaways. Both of them got that. But like you said, the handle, the layup package off the wrong side, especially when you talk about laying the ball across your body, like, it's ridiculous. Like, nah. It's Kyrie. It's Kyrie.
Definitely.
It's Kyrie.
All right. So let's move into our next category. All right, before we do, so it's 2-1. Dame, 2-1 to Kyrie. Let's move into the next category, which is lockdown D. So for lockdown defense, really neither one of these guys are lockdown defenders at all. They are offensive-driven players, and what they do well, you know, they do it very well. But I would have to give it to Dame in terms of the edge because of the rebounds, and I think his rebounds outweighs Kyrie's difference in steals. Kyrie gets a lot of those Allen Iverson playing the lane steals, as opposed to one-on-one defense. And that's really where, you know, I get where my reference is in terms of lockdown D. But the ability to get those rebounds and then start the break for Dame gives him the edge on my books. So I'm rocking with Dame on the lockdown D.
Me?
Even though, as I mentioned, they're not lockdowns. Go ahead. Yes,
okay,
sir.
I feel you. Like, they're both not lockdown D, but for me, I have to give it to Kyrie. And what gives me the edge for Kyrie is remembering the kind of defense he played against Steph Curry, not only the second time that they faced in the finals, but also the first time. Like that first game that he got injured, and you know what I'm saying, making the key blocks, and he was a part of that Cleveland defense that helped lock down the Golden State. Like, you have, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't yet to see Dame be a part of something like that, where you're not the main culprit of the lockdown D, but being a part of the Cavaliers helping to lock down the Golden State Warriors. Like, I gotta give it to it, because you're out there. And to me, I've seen him play some good defense, some coverage, some steals, and like, to
is
me,
that because it's on the bigger stage?
No, I think it's to me, it's just not because it's the stage, but it's the opponent. Like, that's Golden State Warriors. You help lock them dudes down, and I have yet to see a performance where I can say, hey, you know what? Dame and the Portland Trailblazers locked these dudes down. Like, he was specifically a part of the defense that locked him down. So I can't give it to that because I have yet to see Dame do that. You know what I'm saying? I've seen Drew Holiday get off on Dame. I've seen Rondo get off on Dame. I've seen a lot of guards get off on Dame. And, you know, I just have yet to see him lock down somebody, especially a two-time MVP. So it's like, for me, I give it to Kyrie.
Okay. Here to break the tie, truth be told.
Oh, I get to break the tie.
So, I agree with you, man. I agree with you that, you know, I was thinking along those same lines. The other thing that Kyrie for credit for is he didn't really get the spotlight went on when LeBron joined him in Cleveland, right? Because he wasn't even on a playoff team when, you know, he's putting up offensive numbers and was not a great defender. Neither one of them are great. But I just think of him really stepping up on that side of the ball. I mean, there was a time where you might have thought of Kyrie like you think of Harden on the defensive end. But he put in some work, and he did get physical in those finals. And look, that's how they won those last three games, was just Kyrie up and Steph and really overall just improving his defense. I respect that. That wasn't a strength, but I've seen the work that he's put in. And then, you know, like Dame, I see Dame in all these shootouts, but it's just that. Like, Dame will give you 35, but, you know, you giving him 40, you know, when him and Westbrook play. And, you know, I've seen him have these big scoring battles, but it's not too much on the defensive end. I'm going to give the edge to Kyrie, but neither one of them are locked down.
Right.
Steph was hurt in them finals. Kyrie was giving him some trouble. He was playing tough, but even more than the defense was the points that he was scoring that separated them in the finals. And that's the only time that you really saw him play deal, really push it to that limit, is when you're on the finals. And if you're not going to do it on that stage, when the hell are you going to do it?
I disagree, though. I disagree. He played defense in that with Boston. So we're going to get into that and some of these other when we get to leadership and all that other stuff. But last year spoke volumes, right? Because when you're playing under LeBron's shadow, you know, when you LeBron's sidekick, man, that's a tough seat to be in, because if you lose, it's on you. And when you win, it's because of LeBron. But even in that context, there's no one that alive that don't see that without Kyrie, they don't win that series. He was that big in the when they were back against the wall. But it's beyond just the finals. I mean, we're speaking
and that has
that
nothing to do with
state.
Lockdown D.
What has nothing to do with lockdown D?
I totally agree
yes,
with
it
what
does.
You're saying.
That's what we're talking about. No, that's what we're talking about. And that's what I'm saying. Last year, did Boston not have one of the top defenses? And is Kyrie not the point guard and the head of the D? Come on, he's playing the
not
point
the head
guard,
of the D.
Which is a
not
point
the head
guard.
Of the D.
Yeah,
Marcus Smart
is back there.
And Horford,
and
thank
he's
you.
A bench player. He's a bench player,
Horford,
and he gives
Horford.
Them identity. But but Horford is the anchor of the D. But what
yes,
my,
sir.
My point is, it doesn't change. Neither one of them are locked down, but Kyrie has made himself a respectable defender, is the point that Iso and I are making. I can't say that for Dame. All I see from Dame is high shootouts with these point guards. That's all I get.
I don't disagree.
Dame. I don't get defense.
I give you that.
Yeah.
I give you that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's move. So we got a tie 2-2. All right. So let's move into the next category, which is versatility.
He's probably the most versatile, most dominant player in the game today. Can do it on both sides of the ball, can be a point guard, can post up now, can shoot from the perimeter. Really just in terms of versatility and being able to have an effect on the game in a number of different ways.
All right, so who you got for versatility?
Oh man. This is tough right here. This is tough. Because both have shown ability to play with and without the basketball, right? If I have to choose, of course I have to choose one. word, no washing.
If you're not ready, I can go. If you're not ready, I can go.
I'll go.
You on the fence.
Truth be told.
To me, my thing is you'd have to go with Kyrie Irving. To me, the reason why you go with Kyrie Irving is because it's one thing to be a sidekick and be successful, but also be the man and be successful. Dame for the most part of his career, for basically all of his career, he's had the ball in his hands. Yes, you know what I'm saying, him and McCollum, sometimes he could share duties with McCollum, but Kyrie at one point in his career, he was primarily off the ball dealing with LeBron and dealing with how to get his off and getting other people involved and all that stuff. And then now to go to the Celtics and be on the ball, off the ball as well. So to me, I got to give it to Kyrie.
Truth, who you got?
Man, so it took you long enough. Well, you stumbled your way right into some great points, because that was exactly my point, is that we've seen it, man. It's hard. When you're the sidekick, man, it's a tough position to be in, man. And we've seen Kyrie still excel to the point when you think of D-Wade with LeBron. As we just said, D-Wade was the third best point guard in the history of the league. He was not the same sidekick that Kyrie was. Kyrie was actually an upgrade for LeBron, is why he went back to Cleveland. He looked over there and he said, man, I could have that dude as the sidekick. He upgraded right there from D-Wade. Granted, D-Wade was getting a little long in the tooth, but he was still D-Wade. And at the end of the day, you know, to score 22, 23 points playing alongside a ball-dominant LeBron James, man, that's a feat in itself. And not to lose who you are, right? He was still able to be who he was, find those opportunities like, okay, I'm going to be the closer. It kind of reminds you of how Kobe was with Shaq. Man, when you know, I can get this bucket. I don't have to dump it down to this big man. I could take my dude, but you're doing it because that's what the team is structured around. Man, that's hard to do. And it shows, it speaks to versatility, because you know what? I could still get mine a different way. I don't have to be ball dominant, you know? So I just, like, as I said, I was ready to go off the blick, but you stumbled into a great point, my brother, because I agree wholeheartedly. That shows versatility, man. When you can put, you know, you can change your game to fit the needs of the team and still excel and still shine, because he was still able to find his spots to put his stamp on these games and these series and ultimately the chip. So I'm gonna go with Kyrie on the versatility tip.
I'm gonna go with Kyrie as well for a lot of the reasons that you named. But I would be remiss if I didn't leave out the fact that Kyrie wasn't as successful when he was by himself. A lot of what we're referencing now was when he was LeBron. When he was by himself and he had the team on his back, he wasn't as successful as compared to Dame, who had to carry the team ever since L.A. left, and really even before he left, because he was the LaMarcus Aldridge was the number one option. So he was giving it to feed in L.A., but Dame actually rose out of that and was able to shine and became the man. And that's part of why Aldridge left. So with all that said, Kyrie did it, and he also did that. Not only the fact that he was able to play with LeBron and show that he can play both sides, but he also did it on a higher stage. And I tip the scale with those few points there.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back to those. I got a rebuttal, but because it's kind of, when we get to leadership, I think we're gonna touch on those points you just mentioned. But it's not as cut and dry like you just put it. But we'll wait. I'll defer.
Sounds good. Sounds good. So let's hit this next topic, which is hits the jumper.
As he shot with the left hand, and it was all net every single time. And then he would do it one more time, all net with the left hand.
Woo!
Now this one,
you gotta love that magic ad lib right there, man. That
every
magic,
time.
That's that Magic Johnson, baby.
Paint the
picture
for you.
I'm not starting this one.
Every time. I'll take it, man. It's difficult, man. Definitely. If anyone was a toss-up, I think that this one was the closest to being even. Even more the analytics, because both of them are able to hit the jumper off the dribble without the ball coming off the curl. But I would have to take Kyrie for this one. Or actually, excuse me. I'm going to have to take Dame for this one. I had to go through some of the numbers into the analytics, and just his true shooting numbers were better than Kyrie's, very slightly better. And I think that a lot of what we see and remember from Kyrie is, you know, when he's in the playoffs and when he's in the bright lights. But there were a lot of low years that Kyrie had, or years that weren't as efficient. So, excuse me, let me correct that. I'm running with Dame on this one, and those are my reasons.
I could think long and hard about this, and to me, it just comes down to they both hit the jumper. They both hit the jumper, obviously. So for me, as a shooter, I just have to go. I'm going with Dame just for the simple fact of the range is just a little bit deeper than Kyrie's. Just a tad bit deeper. Like, he pulls, you know, he pulls from crazy far, real far. Like, Kyrie can pull from far too, but Dame can do it more consistently. And because they're both excellent mid-range shooters, they're both great three-point shooters, off-the-curl shooters, they both can do all that. So to me, what is the separation? The separation for me has to be the distance. And that Dame, I've seen Dame shoot the ball from a farther distance than Kyrie on a consistent basis. Not saying that Kyrie can't, but on a consistent basis, I see Dame pulling up from 30, 40, all the time. So, I got Dame.
So, it's 2-1, but I don't get where you say it's slightly better. When I look at Kyrie, you said early in Kyrie's career, are you talking three-point shooting MVP? I mean, what you looking at? He was 47% as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Field goal percentage. A point guard.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's unheard of. 45, 43 was his down year. And then he was 47, 40, 45, call that, or 40, 44, 8. Then 47. And then last year, a career high, 49%. Are you talking 3-point? Where's Dame better?
I'm talking both. I'm talking for percentage in terms of, yes, his 3-point shooting, yes, and then also his true shooting percentages. True shooting percentages, Dame was 54%, 56%, 56%. He was more consistent. He stayed in that 56%, and then he took a big jump to 58% and then 59%, which was last year. The true shooting is a breakdown of the shooting efficiency between his 2-point field goals and his 3-point field goals and his free throws.
Oh, you went to analytics. That's real.
I said I went to the numbers, dude. I said I went to the numbers because it was such a close
percentage, huh? You doing them baseball war stats and shit. Well, you know.
You bugging, son. You just asked me where I got it from. I got
I'm
it from the numbers because it is
percentage.
So close.
Nah, B. I mean, I'm outnumbered by that, but I don't. I'm not going off the war stats. I'm going off field goal percentage and 3-point field goal percentage, and then what the eyes see. And with the eyes, I'm going Kyrie, man. I'm going Kyrie Irving on hit the J. And valid point by ISO that Dame has more range. He does have more range. I've seen Dame pull from deeper, but, you know, it's still 3 points.
I guess you don't like that stat because it deals with efficiency. You being a Russell Westbrook fan, that means nothing to you. But to me, it means a lot.
No.
It means a lot. Efficiency,
I mean,
2-point and 3-point field goal efficiency.
Well,
I mean, I don't recall us using that stat in past charts is my point. We go
here's
off
the thing,
raw
though.
Field goal percentage and 3-point field goal percentage.
Yeah, but
I mean,
here's
just
the thing, though. When we're talking about field goal percentage, layups are included into that. That's just not, you know what I'm saying? That's just not just jumpers. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is hitting the J right now. So it's like, you know, true shooting percentage would, even though, like I said, I ain't dig deep into that. You know what I'm saying? For me, I was going strictly off eye, but I can't knock MVB to go there because he's like, yo, he has to decipher it for himself. He has to find his own way to decipher it. So, you know, field goal, I can feel you, but true shooting percentage is more accurate when you're talking about only strictly jump shots as opposed to jump shots and layups. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not shading your stats. I'm not bigging up MVB, but I'm just throwing that out there. But I feel your point. It's to me, that's the only difference for me. Like I told you, truth, it was range. Because to me, they're both so amazing shooters, and you know I love shooting. So I just had to, for me, it was just the range. That was the only difference for me for Dame, for real. Because they both are amazing, man. They're both amazing as far as shooting, B, for real.
All right. Let's move into our next topic. Our next topic is mental toughness.
Mental toughness really is it's all about not getting too high or getting too low, but just kind of staying pretty even keel. I mean, that's kind of the trick to it, is not to get too emotionally attached to the situation.
All right, so ISO, what you got for mental toughness?
Damn, son, it's on me. Considering the situations, it's hard. I say, man, nah.
You
want to
defer? You can defer.
All
man.
Right, you're right.
It sounds like truth is
right. All right. For me, I guess I would have to. I gotta give it to Kyrie. It's close. Because you know Dame does his thing, and you know being in the position that he's in and having to fight just to get into the playoffs and stuff like that, and the stuff he did since he was a rookie and all that. But and when you talk about mental toughness, and you talk about being down 0-3, it's hard to not think about that right there, and to think about, you know, like Steph had brought it up before, you know, we talked about different situations about between Kyrie and Dame, but I mean, mental toughness is games 5, 6, and 7. So I give it to Kyrie on the mental toughness. Those, it's tight, but I give it to Kyrie.
True.
All right, so the answer for me is Kyrie, and here's why, man. You got to remember, and now it came out that Kyrie, first of all, he's that dude that replaced LeBron James in Cleveland, right? You know, did not have the team success, but a lot of it had to do with they were wasting first round picks. I mean, this dude Bennett ain't even in the league, so a lot of they didn't really. He had less than Dame. When you look at what Dame had in Portland with Aldridge and those surrounding pieces that they had, but you know, the first team, original team he was with, they had a nice deep squad, and he came into that situation, and then. Now LeBron comes home, and, man, that brings weight. That's bring pressure. Now you got finals media for regular season games because LeBron James has returned to Cleveland. And that takes a mental toughness. You go from being the man to now the prodigal son is back in the land. And, you know, the whole Nike sign goes back up on the building. And now it's LeBron's town, and now you're just LeBron's sidekick and the little kid. And we've seen him be mentally tough because we've seen when they were losing, when they were down 3-1, we've seen LeBron throw teammates down out, you know, under the bus, put it off on the teammates, and then he had to step up. And then it goes beyond that. It takes a mental, you know, confidence in yourself and toughness. And that Mamba mentality to say, you know what, I don't need this. I don't need the circus. I could go be my own leader and get me up out of here. That took toughness. And then, you know, and then he went into another situation. So I just time and time again, we've seen it. And here's what seals it for me is when we flip it to Dame. Dame lost major points for me last year when – you're in a playoff series, you got the 3 seed, and now they're putting that 3 levels of defense on that ass. And, I mean, he was just puzzled, man. He was just like, yo, I ain't got no answer for this. I never seen, you know, defense like this before. I mean, he just lost major, major points for me. And let's face it, man, CJ is, you know, he's all-star caliber. Only reason CJ not an all-star is because, what you call it, my man, because they're in the Western Conference. And CJ is an all-star caliber guard. And so he's got that, you know, it's not just Dame. You know, we kind of, I don't want us to be giving Dame all the credit in Portland. It's a two-headed monster. And it's almost, it's not Splash Brothers. But, man, them two dudes, you know, they one of the top backcourts in the NBA, bar none. No question about it. So, you know, I saw mental weakness from Dame in that playoff series. When he got punched in the mouth, he didn't have an answer. And I never seen Kyrie in that. He stays true to who he is and just has ultimate confidence in any situation. So I'm going to give it to Kyrie.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a few numbers. 73, 75, 75, 82, 82, 82. 51, 59, 71, 79. 53, 72, 60. Those are games played. Those are games played within the season. And the first one was Dame's. Second one was Kyrie's. Kyrie's been doing it on the big stage. Yes, he's delivered. But I don't understand how you guys are just totally leaving out the years that he was not with LeBron and the years that he had the team on his own and did nothing throughout that time. The amount of time for me, I'm going to be consistent in terms of availability is the number one ability. If you're not there and you're not playing, it doesn't matter. It doesn't count, man. And a lot of the stuff that she was bigging him up for during that time when LeBron was there taking a back seat, taking a role, he was sitting on the bench watching LeBron get busy. So for me, Kyrie, I'm taking Dame for this one because he's been doing it on his own more consistently, and he's more available and more durable than Kyrie. And that goes into playing through, you talk about mama mentality, playing through those injuries, playing through those tough times. He's done that much more, in my opinion, than Kyrie has.
So we got to get a rebuttal on that, right? So one thing, we're talking, you're talking physical, right? If you're injured, you're injured, man. That's not,
nah,
you know.
No.
Yeah. Let me just finish. Yeah, because, yeah, when you go to games played, what does that have? That's physical. That's physical. Now, did Kyrie not play with a loose screw for 60 games last season? And we didn't even know. We didn't even know, because wait till we get to the next topic. When we get to clutch, we're going to talk about what Kyrie did last year. On that bum knee with that loose screw. And man, the team made the decision. Kyrie wanted to come back and play on that bum knee, right? And we've seen him come back from a cracked kneecap and come back. Availability has its place, right? But we're talking mental toughness. And so part of overcoming injury is mental, though, MVB. Is it not?
This is my point.
Don't you have to trust your body?
This is my point.
Your body.
All right, so you said all of that just to come back to exactly what my point is. A lot of times the game is a mental game, and you need to be able to either fight through these injuries or be able to get over the tic-tac injuries that a lot of players go through. When I look at the numbers, when I look at the games played comparing the two of them, it makes a big difference for me in terms of being there for your team and versus not. What you just mentioned was this one time last year. One time last year when he had the screw and played through the screw.
But he played.
A broken kneecap, you ain't playing through. MVP,
how
you playing?
But you got to also remember, he played hurt through with LeBron the first year that they made the finals with the Cavaliers.
What did he do without LeBron? What did he do without LeBron? Nobody's. You said he had a bum team. He did nothing with them.
Who was on his squad? Come on, you gotta
look,
be
to me, that's not
stuff,
to me. That's not mental toughness.
He was by
himself. Like if we're talking about mental toughness, you're talking about what he did. Was he able to do what he's able to do night in, night out? Maybe the results may not be there, but to be able to play in, night out, that's something different. Mental toughness. To me, I think. Along the lines of what he did without LeBron probably speaks to me, goes towards the next topic. But to me, as mental toughness, I had to give it to Kyrie, because when you're looking at the person, when you're looking at the player, man for man, if you put Kyrie in Dame's situation last year, he's not going to perform the way Dame performed last year. Dame was mentally broken last year. And that's the difference. Like, you're talking about your supreme confidence in yourself. And Kyrie will always have supreme confidence in himself. And last year, to me, Dame didn't show that. And
all right, I hear you. Both of y'all are referring to last year's playoffs, and it left a stain in your mouth. But a large part of my argument also is early in Kyrie's career and what he was doing. For me, he's not meant to, I mean, we're gonna disagree, you know. And both of you made the point as well that I made. Like, it is about day in and day out, night in and night out, and being consistent. And I mentioned Dame's more consistent than Kyrie. And also the availability factor. So you guys are making my argument in a different kind of way.
No, we're not. Because you penalizing Kyrie Irving for the shit squad he was on. Come on now. Who did he have on his team? Dion Waiters? Deion Waiters, Bryant, I don't even know this guy was his name, Bryant or Anthony, whatever his name was. He had no players. That they were devoid of talent. Damian Lillard came into a situation where he had the security blanket of Aldridge, okay? And he had my man that went to the Hornets.
He had a lot of
the
dudes.
French dude. The
he
French
had Wesley.
Dude. Yeah, the French dude was a beast.
Oh,
yeah,
Nick Batum. He had Wesley Matthews.
Batum, there you go. Yeah, they had a squad, man.
Yeah, they had a squad.
Let's not act like Dame is doing this by himself. Even if we go over last year, man, C.J. McCollum's no chump, right? And we've seen Damian struggle through a period when the coach was drawing up fourth quarter clutch buckets. We need a bucket. It was drawing up for C.J., and we've seen Dame sulking a little bit in those situations.
I don't know about all that. I don't know
you
about
don't know
all
about
that.
All
I
that?
Hear y'all. Y'all
you know,
do
I
the.
Because we talked
I'm not
about
here to.
I know.
Yo,
I know.
Send me the YouTube link after we get off, man, because I don't know nothing about that. We could go into the next topic, though. Y'all got that. It's 2-1. Going with Kyrie on the mental toughness. So, next topic is leadership.
When you're able to come through on your word, it allows the guys that you're leading, male or female, to be able to say, okay, we can follow this person because he won't let us down.
All right, Truth, who you got on this one?
For leadership, I'm going to go Damian Lillard. And I'm going to give Damian the nod just because, you know, for a lot of what we're talking about here, is, you know, Kyrie's most success has come with LeBron. And you know, Damian, you know, had to deal with the fact that he was thrust into that leadership position once Aldridge walked from the team and you know, and they have remained relevant with him as the leader. Even though I say they 1A, 1B, because, see, like I said, CJ is right there. It's Dame's team. You know, I'm gonna give him the nod on that.
In terms of leadership, I had Dame as well. Part of it was what you just mentioned, the fact that he took over the team and he carried the team with or without LaMarcus Aldridge. Actually, his leadership role, production, and efficiency grew to the level where LaMarcus Aldridge was jealous and wanted to get up out of there. So for the fact that he carried the team, and you're saying, I understand McCullough is definitely a great number two piece, but we're not acting like Kyrie doesn't have some great additions to his team as well. But Dame is the man, and he's been that dude, and he's been there available, as I mentioned, throughout the amount of games he's played.
Yeah,
there's
no need to even stretch it even further. You know, like I said, Dame has been the captain of the ship longer. He's done it longer. He's been doing it in the heart of conference. So, yeah, it's Dame. Dame B. Like this next one though, shit.
So right now it's 4 for Dame, 1, 2, 3, 4 for Kyrie. You got to love it. You got to love it. All right, so let's move into the next topic, which is Clutch Gene.
Plenty of time to get a shot. 3 seconds. Plenty of time.
All right, fellas, just as a reminder, we got a few people on the line that want to chime in on this conversation, so let's try to keep it to our briefest points, if we can. Once again, number is 563-999-3716. Press 1 to get in the queue. So, for Clutch Gene, do we have any volunteers? I'll take it, man. I got to put it. It's difficult. All of these are, you know, splitting hairs, man. But the fact that Kyrie has done it on a bigger stage, and him stealing that final dagger, and the fact that he's in the Warriors on Steph Curry hitting that three-point shot from the wing, it does not erase from my memory. And the fact that he was the man going into all of the fourth quarters, the fact that he was able to come up with that 40-point game, those 40-point games when they needed it during those finals, and the big moments matter. I talked about Dame's consistency, and I respect that as well. But once you get on the big stage, it really matters what you do on the big stage. And Kyrie shows up. He even played a little bit of defense, as we mentioned earlier, on the big stage. So I got to give Kyrie that clutch gene.
Man. It's real close, man. It's real close. But I have to. Oh man,
it's not close. It is close.
It is close because it's just that one player has been able to has gotten the opportunity to do it on the big stage, and there's plenty of times. Dame throughout his career has, come up big. You know, he's come up big before Kyrie came up big in actuality, right? Since coming in as a rookie year, hitting a big shot against Houston. So it's not like Dame hasn't performed. It's just that he hasn't performed on the ultimate stage. It's really splitting hairs, but when you hit the shot to win you the championship, what shot is bigger than that, right? What shot is bigger than that? So you got to give it to Kyrie, but it's really splitting hairs. That's all I got to say. It's too close.
It's really not, with all due respect. So I'm going to take a page out of MVP book, and I'm going to just read some stats. Last season, final 5 minutes, score within five. So it's 38 such minutes, 65 points, 24 for 39 field goals, 13 for 16 free throws, 11 fouls drawn, 32 points in the paint, 10 assists, 0 turnovers, plus minus, plus 40. All right? Who's that? Kyrie or Dame? All right, case closed. Kyrie Irving, clutch gene. And we ain't even had to go to the Mamba mentality. The signature step back three in the finals, game seven on the road against the 73 win Dubs. So, and unanimous MVP. So, yeah, man. Is that 9-4? Is that 5-4?
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
So let's move into this last category. Last category on the chart is game impact.
I'm standing here with two game changers, two people who have changed
the
culture.
He changed
the
game like me. Oh yeah, he changed the game like as a big man. I changed the game as a guard.
All right. Any takers for this one? Actually, I think, truth be told, it's on you, actually.
All right. So, game impact. Again, for something that we talked about earlier, Kyrie's ability to, whether it be step up defensively, in certain spots and step up and sacrifice defensively or play off the ball and still find a way to, deliver the goods when needed. I just think, ball in hand, it's on you, as we seen last season with Boston, those stats we just rolled off when it's on him. I just think, and his ability to get you that bucket, man. And ISO, you talk about this all the time. It's the buckets when you need one, when the team's on a 7-0 run, and you were on the bench and you come off cold, but the team need that bucket, and you just you, sometimes those buckets, man, in the third quarter, you know, with 8 minutes to go, in the second quarter, and the other team's on a run, and you need that bucket, man. Kyrie is that safety blanket, man, and he's getting you layups when you really need that bucket. His game impact is just tremendous, man. You know, he can embarrass you off the bounce. He can get anywhere he wants to. And what we've seen last year, I really saw growth in his game last year, his willingness to let other cats shine, you know, because he's with a young squad now, and you can't tell me he did not have impact on those guys. For them to have the ability to step up like they did, it just speaks volumes to what was going on in practice and what he was showing them the tricks of the trade. I'm talking about the Rozier, right, or my man Tatum for his, you know, the way he stepped up as a rookie. You know, had to be veterans on that squad, and I just see Kyrie being that influence and having that game impact to tell them how to pick their spots. And still be, you know, still be relevant when you're coming off the bench in a bench role. So I just think for everything I said, man, and I got to say much love and respect to Dame Lillard, not shitting on Dame whatsoever, but I just think in this category, Kyrie. Drew.
For me, as far as game impact goes, I give it to Kyrie for a different reason. I think as much as Steph revolutionized the game of bringing skills back to shooting, I think Kyrie's ground game was brought back. Like, you know, like the layup package, guys, you know, you hear all the time. That dudes now do whatever they call the jelly or whatever these young kids call it. That's Kyrie's impact. I think the fact that you had his game made LeBron want to work on his layup game, and I think anything. Dude's layup packages and the way that they figure to lay the ball is just not about dunking the ball or just shooting the ball. And that's what he's brought to the game back. He's brought that back to the game, that the Rod Strickland type moves to lay the basketball. Yes, that's his contributions to the game as far as that, because when you think of layups right now, there's nobody else in the game you think of more than Kyrie Irving. He is the layup king. So that's strong in a game full of dunkers and all that. So, and no, like you said, no disrespect to Dame, because Dame has done some wonderful things. But when you're talking about game impact, it's something that's legacy driven, that two, three, four generations after, you're seeing guys going to be laying the ball up and they're going to be saying, yo, he looked like the next Kyrie. The same way they say Trae Young looks like the next Steph. So I give it to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. I mentioned it earlier in terms of creating your own shot. But I wish I would have went before you, ISO, because I was going to speak on how he's following in the paths of Kobe, who is pretty much his mentor, and he's learned so much from his game following that Mamba mentality. But now he's also left his mark on the game, which is his fingerprint, and that is the layup package. And it's nothing wrong with, you know, being a floor-bound guard, I guess. You don't have to jump over cats like Russell Westbrook. There's a lot more people that can perfect their handle and be able to get to the hole and use that creativity like Kyrie. So, yeah, that's definitely the stamp that he's left on the game. Aside from, well, I won't talk about off-court stuff because I know how y'all get. But yeah, that's the mark that I would say that he left on the game. His ability to use both hands and his spectacular dribble, his handle. His handle is renowned. I've even heard some of the greats mention him as, you know, having one of the best handles that are out there now. So his handles, and then also his ability to finish at the hole, being under or 6 foot, or, you know, in that 6 foot range without having those hops. And yes, let's not front on Dame once again. So Dame's, yeah, his, even though if you're looking at numbers and his win share and all of that, it's better than Kyrie's. But as we mentioned, there's always a story behind the numbers.
I mean, this chart, even though Kyrie won 6-4, there are definitely some topics in there that could have swayed either way. It was really close. It was really closer than it was. I mean, man, if they were washes, then it would have been ridiculous. For real, for
right.
real. If they were washes, because there could have really been a lot of washes.
Yeah, yeah.
I had three. I had three I really struggled with. To pick one way or the other. For real.
You know, so, but like you said, you know, you had to pick one. And when you're making your choices, you got to split hairs. You got to go to true shooting percentages. You got to go to finals moments and all of that. So this one was definitely, definitely a great one, man.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, just like as mentioned, you know, the last few that we got on were on point, man. That last one with Fresh Prince and Young Wade. Spider Mitchell and Ben Simmons. That was another good one too, man, where it was, you know, back and forth. And that's really what you want, to be able to get the argument popping, get it started.
Woo. So I guess we're going to hit these callers on the line.
Yeah, I'm checking to see what's up right now. Press 1 to get in the queue. Let us know if you're ready to get on the line. We got our first caller for the night, man. I know this gentleman wanted to weigh in a little bit earlier, but definitely glad to get you on the mic. What up, Doc?
What up, yo?
What's good, man? Please, I need you to weigh in on our chart tonight, man. Talk to us.
Yeah, I enjoyed this one, man. It was a great choice between the two point guards, man. But my energy is low from when I wanted to weigh in from earlier, but ISO, man, I don't know. How can you choose Dame on the jump shot, man? I don't know if you forget that Kyrie is a three-point champion. When you got Klay in this league, when you got Steph in this league, and in between that all, Kyrie won one of those three-point championships, man. I don't even know if Dame ever got chosen to participate, man. And you talk about range. I don't think Dame got it over him in that category. Overall, I'm happy Kyrie won, you know, this eye test. But I don't see Dame taking him in that category, man.
Yo, Dame can shoot the three just as good as Kyrie can shoot the three. But Dame definitely shoots in the game farther than Kyrie Irving, dog. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I don't see that.
Off
one,
of the pick and roll, he pulls up.
I've seen Kyrie pull up from deep also, man.
Yes, I never said Kyrie couldn't pull up from far. But what I said is that Dame does it consistently. Dame does it consistently. Kyrie could shoot the three from far, but more often than not, he's closer to the line shooting the three than Dame is. Dame will consistently stay further back off that line to shoot the ball. And that's due to because Dame's upper body is bigger than Kyrie's. So he can do that.
I think the reason it might be he might be smaller, so he might
take a foot or so back, but I still can't give it to him over Kyrie. I think if that, I know y'all eliminated the wash, but I'm not giving that to Dame on that. And to MVP, you pulled out analytics on the which topic was that? The mental toughness. I think you was I can't get with that one, man. I can't agree with you. You go back to.
I didn't pull out analytics. I pull out games played. I pull out games played for mental toughness.
Availability for that. To me, that's analytics. The numbers. You said it yourself. You went to the numbers on mental toughness, and I think that's a totally different issue.
That's
physical toughness, and you know what I mean? There's some injuries that you just can't play through. Whether you want to call it hurt, you want to call it an injury. There's some things if you hurt, you hurt. You can't play through. You know what I mean? No matter how we see it, you know what I mean? It's all up to that player. You know, only they know their body better than anybody else. You know what I mean? I can't agree with you on that one, man.
I hear you. They know
on that.
No, they know their body just like everybody else. But you think everybody doesn't get hurt? You think everybody doesn't get those nicks and those little pains? And it's what separates the ones that, for me, show that mental toughness and be able to get through it are the ones that play through that pain. Everybody gets a little nick here and there. Kyrie's missed 30 plus games in like 3 or 4 seasons, man. So, it matters. And that wasn't – I don't see how – let me just put a pin on this. How is games played analytics? That's just facts. Games played, for me, is not analytics, B. So I just want to clear that up.
It's not mental. It's not mental. It's part of what I'm trying to say. It's physical.
No,
it
is mental.
Okay.
It is mental.
It paints the picture. It does. It paints the picture, man.
But Doc,
I can't agree with that one.
Doc, you went to analytics too on the hits of the jumper, the same joke you just got on ISO about.
Oh yes, yeah,
no,
that was part of it because
it's not a it would have been a wash, but ISO had another way of explaining it. But for me, I looked at that to see what the separation is because honestly, man, I think too, y'all got a lot of East Coast bias. No disrespect, we all watch the East Coast games. Son, you acting like none of us don't watch as much Dame as we watch Kyrie. Come on, let's be honest. So just knowing that, exactly knowing that, I think that it's like you slanting Dame's game, B.
No, but I told y'all, I think
and I'm guilty of it too.
Him putting analytics with the jumper was relevant because, like I said, field goal percentage is a combination of layups and jumpers. You're not going to get the right number of how he shoots off field goal percentage. But true shooting, you do. So that was relevant.
True. That's absolutely true.
But you can't
that's numbers. If you look, field goal percentage is numbers.
Right.
It's the eye test. Is what we see, not the numbers. You save numbers for analytics. Whether it be field goal percentage or true, you know, whatever the category you're saying.
He went to the numbers because that was the only thing that he could go to decipher why he had to choose one or the other. Because it was a wash. His eyes saw a wash. So he had to go to something else. He had to go to something else. Me, I went from further range because, like I said, I saw a wash. I saw they both shoot the jumper exceptionally well. So me, my thing was range. Him, he went to true shooting.
That's what it is.
He washed out his eyes with the numbers. That's what he did.
You need to be on the next. You need to be on the next chart, Doc. All that on the side talking. Let's go.
Another point I try to bring out to y'all too is we always talk about Western Conference versus Eastern Conference. There's more competition in the West, but when you truly look at it, they don't play that much more games against the Western Conference than the Eastern Conference when you break it down. You know what I mean? So
How do you figure that?
30 games. They play 30 games against the East. A Western Conference team plays 30 games against the East and 50 against the West. To me, that's not a big difference. If you say 60-20, that's a big difference. But 50-30 is much closer than everybody makes it seem.
You're wilding.
Disagree. Disagree.
What am I wilding about?
You're wilding.
It's the difference of seeing Westbrook, freaking Steph,
exactly.
All these dudes. Exactly. Four times. That's the difference.
You're seeing Westbrook four times
amount of games,
as opposed to Kyrie twice.
Not that yeah, but the total amount of games against the East is not that much different. You're right about the numbers of times you see each player, but I don't think it's that big.
Hold on.
Give me the top 10 guards in the East.
We know there's a big difference.
Okay,
so
how you gonna say it's a difference?
As far as that. I'm talking about the amount of games they play against
all
each other.
People.
And when you talk about, I'm talking about competition overall. Maybe not against the positions. We know that all the guards are in the West. But I'm talking about when you talk about competition overall, it's not that big of a difference because you're not playing that much
Doc.
More. You're
it's
not playing that much more games against
Doc. When you look at the discrepancy of what it takes to get into the playoffs as an Eastern Conference team and compare to the difference between a 3 seed and a 9 seed in a Western Conference team, that's night and day, dog. That's night and day. Three games.
I totally agree. That's
all right,
so there's
a you have to.
I totally agree with that. That's a fact. There's no question about that. I'm talking about the amount of games you play against the East is not that much different. It's not.
Doc, if you're in the West Coast, it's a
30,
difference.
It is a difference, but it's not as big as y'all making it, you know, seem. You know what I mean? That's how I see it, man. 52 versus 30 is not that big. 60 and 20, that's a big difference.
Ew, when you got to play, when you're in the Western Conference, and those 50 games are more up in the air than them 30 games.
Please believe it. Fellas, on that note, we got to kind of put a wrap on this show, man. Doc, you need to get on earlier, man, so that we can get you involved in the conversation, man, so you can weigh in, man. Sounds like
y'all
you got a lot
it,
to
man.
Say
I don't
over
like
here.
To, I don't like to disrupt the flow. Y'all flowed tonight. It was a great show, man.
I respect that. Give thanks on that, brother.
No doubt, man.
So yo, when you gonna be back, man? We're not gonna see you this Thursday, but hopefully next Thursday we'll have Knicks Therapy back on the air.
Yeah, with a season preview. You know what I mean? It'll be right before training camp opens. Tonight they had their Knicks town hall meeting. There was a lot of good things they had to say between Mills, Perry, and Coach Fizdale. So. We'll talk about that and give a little season preview before training camp.
Excellent. That's what's up. Definitely. And check out all archive episodes on 7sitemedia.com, on IG, on Facebook. Check out Knicks Therapy and the Eye Test NBA show. This was another great chart, good brothers. Looking forward to next week so that we can throw it on the Barbie again, man, and get it popping. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Bring your passion, bring your arguments, bring your ideas.
Great show, fellas.
Yeah.
Another close one. Couldn't ask for more, B. For real.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. On that note, peace.
Peace.
Peace.